Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Experiential graphic design may not be a term many of us are familiar with, but it is increasingly becoming the preferred method for companies and organizations to connect with their customers. Retail, entertainment, hospitality, and sports industries in particular are immersing their environments with rich graphics and digital technologies to educate and delight their users and visitors. Our next guest's Upstate company is right in the middle of this growing trend and is specifically targeting college sports. Christina Harrell is president and co-founder of Jack Porter, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. Christina, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, give us a brief history and overview of Jack Porter, the company.
Jack Porter was founded in 2010 by myself and my business partner, Danny Steeman. Our goal was to help college and university athletics connect to their recruits and really make their spaces reflect their brand. These college and university athletic programs have sometimes 48 hours to make an impression on a recruit, or they've got one game night to make an impression on a fan. And so it's really important that you create the right impression.
Right from the beginning, you guys chose college sports as your target market?
We did. I was a former golfer. It feels like a long time ago, but I played college golf for University of Arizona and for Furman University here in the Upstate. And so sports is a passion of mine, and it's a passion of Danny's as well. So yeah, so it seemed like a natural home.
And so what were your challenges in getting this up and running and getting these colleges to buy into this?
Oh my goodness. Two things. Getting people to think big. You know, people just want to maybe check the box, if you will. And so just really trying to get people to not think about what their neighbor just did or what somebody else in their conference did, but let's, you know, do something more unique. And then I guess piggybacking on that is just they see something cool somewhere. So they think, okay, that was that cool thing, that wow factor. So I just want to do that same thing. But getting people to just hit the pause button for a minute and try to dig into who they are, who their culture is, what their program really stands for, and try to have the design and the strategy reflect that, which will then ultimately get them the right recruits or, you know, again, connect with the right fans in the right way because it's more genuine, it's more authentic.
Can you give us a couple of examples of projects that you've done or that you're working on now that will give our listeners an idea of this wow factor you're talking about?
Sure. We just finished Clemson's football operations building, I guess a little over a year ago. The challenge there or the opportunity was to create visuals and exhibits that really pull you through the building and tell the story of their program from, you know, historic accomplishments to traditions to who their program is. Coach Sweeney has lots of program values and quotes and things, so incorporating that. And the idea is that you move through the building and both with visuals, with materials that are chosen, typography, that all these things together are giving you a sense of who Clemson football is. In addition, we are currently working on South Carolina's football operations building, and we're in the final stages of design there. Similar functionality of the building, but, you know, a very different sense of style, a very different feel. We have a grand lobby there that we're trying to make a big brand statement. The feeling is very modern, very performance-focused. There's areas that feel very much like a lab. And really just trying to, again, bring the history and the tradition of South Carolina football to life in this space, highlighting their NFL, their extensive relationship with Under Armour. We've got a dedicated, immersive experience, digs into the gear and the Under Armour relationship, developing this brand experience that from the moment that you walk in the door, you have a very calculated message to very specific audiences that moves you through the building. And we've worked on that project, really worked.
Well, Christina, when I went to your webpage, you are doing colleges, you know, in many states. And I'm assuming that when you do one and then you go to another, they might have seen what you did at the other and they go, hey, we need to one-up those guys you just did. Give us the next level. Do you hear that?
We definitely hear that. I think the key, again, is it kind of goes back to the challenges. What makes it better is making it true.
Well, Christina, very interesting stuff. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
Christina Harrell is president and co-founder of Jack Porter, and she spoke to us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.